The first month of the 2020 Missouri State Legislature in Jefferson City is in the books. 39th District State Representative Peggy McGall stopped by the KMZU studios to tell us how the first month went.
In 2020, currently, the $30 billion budget in public funding basically goes to fund both K-12 and higher education. It has a total of $6.27 billion that goes to the K-12 education. It has $1.34 billion going to college and universities and $9.6 billion going to social services and $2.93 billion to transportation. All of those items are very important. The testimony from MoDOT was most particularly troubling to me. We have crumbling infrastructure.
Right.
You drive down your own road and see that. And so I really want to be able to help draft a budget that includes increases to either MoDOT or a different way to fund transportation.
With infrastructure having funding, I asked her about that.
I-70 is going to be a major hub of activity soon because federal money came down to help replace the Rocheport Bridge.
First Amendment rights are one of the things McGall is passionate about, and she said she will always defend that.
I don't believe in infringement of our right to bear arms at all. I want to go on record of that. Most people know that. I ran on that. I do think if we're tougher on sentencing and punishment of drug dealing and gun violence crimes and such as that, that we could get a handle on it. You know, a lot of it's drugs, which includes mental issues. We've got to get a hold of the mental health of people who are getting access to guns, because
right,
bad people on the streets mean more guns.
So along the lines of social and drug reform, I asked McGall where the Missouri Drug Monitoring Program sits in Jeff City.
My county commissions and my county constituents had asked me to vote yes to monitor this drug prescription program. And I did vote yes last year. And honestly, I intend to vote yes this year unless some more constituents come through. What's been brought to my attention now is it's a privacy issue. And people are worried about their privacy. But I know in our area, the pharmacies, the hospital, the commissioners, the leaders of the communities of my three counties have asked me to vote yes, and I intend to do that.
Upgrades to broadband in some areas is desperately needed. She said our federal and state governments are working to increase broadband coverage in rural areas.
No, I know I got a lot of constituent emails, and as people see me out and about in the community, because we're a farming community, you know, they want to see a change to that. And, you know, the number crunchers have come up with that 37% of the total population, or 2 million Missourians, are still without. So it's a problem. It's getting some better with the federal money, but we're still going to have that issue.
So after the first month, I asked for an overall tone and the feel of the state capitol.
We went immediately to work. We had our committees set. We've already had, over 1,000 bills have been filed, and many of them have made committee. And if you have a chance to come to the Capitol, you know, watch out. Don't be standing in the hall, because the representatives and senators are all on high speed going to all the committee meetings. So it's pretty exciting.
For KMZU News, I'm Glenn Fusilier.